This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Krista Confessions. How are you this morning?
I am well. How about you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I mean, there's already a million things that I have going on since 6:30 this morning.
Yep.
I mean, you heard me.
Busy morning.
Up and doing whatever I needed to do.
But, you know, spring has sprung in Nashville. So I can do, I feel so much better when the weather breaks.
So
do I. And we have some warm weather.
I can't stand the gray, the rain, the cold. We're going to have to retire, as bad as I hate to say this. We're going to have to leave Nashville when we retire.
We really are. We're going to have to just be raisins in the sun.
Yes, yes. We're just
and be okay with
look
that.
Like leathered, we're just going to have to look like leathered sofas.
I know, but, you know, there's just, I just feel better. I just feel better when the sun's out and it's warm.
Yes, my attitude is better. I mean, I feel like that. I mean, I understand, you know, like a lot of people say they battle depression, and the doctor says vitamin D, and you know, the best thing you can do is vitamin D, but the best form of vitamin D is the sun. But then you go to your plastic surgeon or to your laser people, and they're like, stay out of the sun. Stay out of the sun.
No.
Okay, well, it's either, I stay at home depressed, or I get out in the sun, and everyone looks a little better with some color.
Absolutely, 100%. 100%.
But, you know, this week is kind of like flying by already because
these weeks are flying by. Graceland said to me just the other day, he said, it was funny, you know, how when you have children, you know, they don't really get the sense of urgency of how quickly
the
months and the years fly by. And he said to me, he came in and was just laying on our bed, and he said, Mom, you know, it seems like just yesterday I said to you, opening day for baseball is 200 days away. He said, and now here it is. He's like, that happened so fast. I'm like, really? Really?
I know. And, you know, he got his braces off 2 days ago.
Yes,
and he looks so good. His teeth look so pretty.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that that worked out because, you know, he was like, am I going to have teeth like you? Is my teeth going to look like this? And I'm like, listen, I'm the only one in the family that has real teeth. So I hope that you got my teeth. But at any rate, you know, his teeth look so good. He, you know, he's going through that puberty thing. He's 14 and, you know, his skin broke out just for a minute. And so I sent him to have laser done. And now all of the acne that he had is gone away and his skin looks beautiful.
He's also, I said this to someone the other day, he's also, out of all the kids, he is the one that is so, he's just so focused. Like,
yes.
If you tell, like, honestly, at 14, like, he has his schedule down. He knows when his workout is, when his school happens, when his baseball happens, when his hitting happens.
His film schedule.
His film schedule, when he helps with the younger kids in baseball, because he does that just on the side. He keeps up with all that and never misses a beat.
No.
I mean, and you tell him, you know, Gray, that might not be the best thing for you. You know, we tried to lay off the dairy a little bit to try to help with his face. Okay, he just stopped at cold turkey. I mean, this was a child who lived off chocolate milk his entire life, and he just stopped at cold turkey.
Yeah.
I mean, he puts his mind to something, and he sticks with it, and I love that about him.
Yes, well, he's very, very focused. He's committed to whatever he commits to, and he stays committed to it. And he's still a 14-year-old kid, and he will still aggravate the living piss out of you at times. But he is the best kid. He's got the best heart. He's the sweetest soul.
Yeah.
He loves his siblings. He, you know, he he worries about them, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, when is Savannah going to, you know, have you talked to Savannah? She didn't answer my call. Where's Chase? Mm-hmm. You know, I tried to call Kyle. Oh, never mind, Daddy. Kyle's calling me back. And, I mean, you know, he checks on everyone. So he's just such a good little soul, and I'm grateful for that. So do you want to move on to callers?
Sure.
Let's move to the first caller, please.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Julie. My name is Kyla, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And I have been an avid watcher of the show, avid listener of the podcast, avid follower on social media. I just love you guys, love your family. Me and my boyfriend both watch your show at least once a day, in probably a super unhealthy way, but, you know, we love you guys. So, like I said, we've been watching you guys' show since the beginning, and I remember, you know, watching Savannah and Chase go through high school and the beginning phases of dating, and I was wondering if you all were going to be the same way on Grayson and Chloe. Like, I know you guys talk a lot on the podcast about how your parenting has elevated throughout the years and how, you know, you guys have looked back and decided that you could have done this differently and done that differently. But I was wondering, when it comes to dating, especially for you, Julie, because I know that Grayson is your baby, if they will get the same strict treatment that Savannah and Chase got, if there are things that you guys are going to do differently, things that you guys are going to do the same, and if you all have any concerns for Chloe and Grayson that you don't think that you had for Chase and Savannah. Love you guys, and I hope you all have a great day.
Hey, Kyla. Hello. From Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for listening, even though you say it could be to unhealthy levels. No unhealthy levels when it comes to Chrisley Knows Best. So we greatly, greatly do appreciate that. As far as will our dating parameters and rules be any different for Grayson and Chloe? I don't think so. I mean, I do feel like that Grayson and Chloe, they are being raised on television in even more so of a way.
So their life absolutely will be different.
Than Chase and Savannah. When we started filming Chrisley Knows Best, Chase and Savannah were 15 and 16. So, I mean, Grayson and Chloe, Chloe's been on TV her whole entire life. Grayson's been on TV since he was what, 6?
Yes.
Something like that. So I do think they will have to, certain things will have to be different. I think that, you know, social media, yes, it was around when Chase and Savannah started dating, but it's even more so now. So I do think there'll be adjustments made, you know,
100%.
And I think the fact that, you know, Chloe and Grayson are just our last two at home. So I feel like maybe we will be a little more protective and just trying to keep them from making some of the same mistakes that Chase and Savannah did.
That's right, because we're not raising hoes in Hot Pockets. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I think it was a good analogy when you said that, you know, that they're being raised on television. You know, Chase and Savannah grew up on television, but they didn't start, you know, until they were like 15, mm-hmm. 15 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
And Grayson has been on television basically since he was 6, Chloe her whole life, mm-hmm. and it's a different ball game now. You know, what some people don't know is that, you know, we've dealt with some very dangerous people since we went on television, and, you know, there's been stalkers, and, you know, all levels of law enforcement has had to get involved, et cetera. And, you know, and now we're under, you know, we're under 24-hour security right now because of this psycho out here that is, you know, trying to make contact with Savannah and threatening and doing all this kind of stuff. So now we have 24-hour security. And I don't think that, I mean, you know, we didn't even think about those things when Chase and Savannah was mm-mm. was Grayson and Chloe's age. People didn't know us. You know, I mean, listen, I've always been paranoid that someone was going to steal one of my kids because I thought they were the most beautiful children in the world. So therefore, why would you steal somebody that was not beautiful? And so I always thought, you know, I don't want somebody to kidnap my child. Now we live under that threat all the time. So I don't. You know, am I going to be as strict? I think that it will be a different way of administering the strictness. You know, rather than tell them you will not do this, I'm going to explain to them why I can't right. let you do this.
Right. You know, as parents, Todd and I have often talked, because anybody out there, if you have like numerous children, or you are one of numerous siblings, I think you always say, oh, well, you know, you didn't do it with this one, but you did it with that one. You know, well, this one had it more strict than this one. Well, I would like to think that as parents, we continue to learn
and evolve.
We continue to learn. We continue to evolve. We continue to figure out what works and what doesn't work mm-hmm. when it comes to our kids. And then sometimes you just wore the heck out, too.
Yeah, but you know, we can't do that. I mean, you know, yes, I get that you're just worn out and you see these older parents, you know, because, I mean, that has always been something that I've worried about, you know, like especially with Chloe, was, you know, okay, now Chloe is 8 years old and I'm 52, might as well say 50. I'll be 53 next month, April the 6th. And so, I mean, I look at it that, you know, okay, so at... And so Chloe would start dating in, what, 8 years maybe? So that means I'd be 61. I mean, how am I going to beat the shit out of somebody at 61? I mean, I've just got to go with a ball bat.
Oh, trust me. You'll still be able to do it.
And, you know, I worry about those things. I mean,
absolutely.
And, you know, it's a different world out here. And, you know, girls, you tend to worry more about than you do the boys. I mean, I always worried about all of ours, I think, equally. But, I mean, certainly with Chloe, because, you know, I am dealing with a different scenario. I have to worry about is, you know, is she going to be treated differently because of the color of her skin? You know, I have to worry. We have to worry about those things. And, you know, that's mm-hmm. something that you and I never had to worry about before.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have to worry about it. And, you know, and I don't want it to come across as hypocritical because but it really is. You know, when I was raising my kids, they were being raised, you know, as white children in the United States in a predominantly white community, went to a predominantly white school. So I didn't have to worry about any of that. And, you know, I guess I was oblivious to it because I felt like I have black friends and so certainly I'm not racist, and because I mean, I have black friends. That doesn't mean you're not racist. That just means that you should be doing more. And I don't know that I did. I think that, you know, we all lived in a very affluent bubble. Mm-hmm. Our black friends, our white friends, and we didn't deal with anything outside of our bubble. And then Chloe comes along, and then we got all the hate mail and all of the negativity on Facebook and social media and, you know, about bringing a black child into this white family that was the most beautiful family on television. The son had to screw it up by bringing a raisinette on. You know, that was the comment that was made. And that stuck with me. So, you know, worrying about how I'm going to deal with Chloe is probably my bigger concern because I have to worry about more than just a girl at 16 going out here to date. I have to mm-hmm. worry about where she's going to date, who she's going to be surrounded with.
Well, I think it's because we love her so much that we want to, as we have all of our kids, to protect them. But there's this sense of urgency that we have to with mm-hmm. her. You know, we have to stay on top of it to make sure that no one harms her, that she is treated equally. She is treated, you know, that she is just as good, no better, no, you know, everything that we want for her. And we, you know, and it is, it's scary to think about. All right, so your bank account should work with you, not against you. And Chime is an award-winning app and debit card with no hidden fees and monthly minimums. After all, you earned your money, you deserve to keep it. So free overdraft on up to $100 in debit purchases with SpotMe. It's like overdraft protection, but better. Get your paychecks, benefits, stimulus checks, and tax return up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. No hidden fees or monthly minimums, plus 38,000 fee-free ATMs with MoneyPass and Visa Plus Alliance. So you can turn on the alerts to let you know when your card is used and instantly block your card if something seems fishy. So when you sign up for Chime Spending Account, you can enroll in an optional savings account and grow your savings automatically with a 0.50 annual percentage yield. That's 10 times the national average. Join the millions on Chime. Sign up takes 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Apply now at chime.com/Chrisley. That's Chime.com. chime.com/Chrisley. Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $100 by Chime. Early direct deposit depends on the payer. Out-of-network cash withdrawal fees apply. Third-party and cash deposit fees may apply. Go to chime.com/Chrisley for details.
I mean, you know, I was talking to Kyle day before yesterday, and I said, listen, you know, because we were laughing about Chloe, and I said, when she starts dating, I said, I'm handing that over to you. I said, you're younger than I am. I said, so you can get out there and start fighting in the streets. So, you know, the good thing that we've talked about is that with Chloe, we have kind of a village.
Yes.
That has surrounded her. So, you know, I've got Chase, I've got Savannah, I've got Grayson, you know, Kyle. I mean, you know, we've got everyone that has kind of wrapped their arms around this child. So, you know, it will be different. It will be different, Kyla. But, you know, I do think that we will also do some things differently with them. You know, Grayson, I want to trust, but a hard Peter ain't got no conscience. So I'm going to make sure I stay on top of him like I did my boys, because I mean, you know, when you have a son, you got to worry about one Peter. When you got a daughter, you got to worry about thousands. So I hope that answers your question. Next caller, please.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color. I love so many colors. I mean, I love blue. But I love pink, green. I love so many different colors. What's your favorite color, Julie?
My favorite color is pink. I love all shades of pink. Chloe and I love purple. That's just a color that she and I love together. So listen, we are a colorful family, so we love
absolutely
all colors.
Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Julie. It's Christine from New Jersey. I just wanted to say hi. Love your show. Love your family. And just keep doing what you're doing. God bless you all. Love you. Bye.
Christine from New Jersey, we love you back. And I thank you so much for your kind, sweet message. You know, it's messages like the ones that we get from Christine that kind of put a little pep in your step, you know, if you're feeling down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, keeps us going sometimes, because there are days we don't really want to do this every day.
Exactly. But we do.
We continue
it.
On.
So, Christine, thank you so much. God bless you and your family. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Julie. My name is Debbie. I'm calling from Ohio. I love y'all. I watch your show constantly. I listen to the podcast faithfully every week. I just have a question. I left too long of a message earlier. It kept me off, so I apologize. I have three boys, a daughter. My youngest son just moved out in October. He only gave me a couple days notice. I gave him my support. I wasn't, you know, real happy about it, but anyway, he moved in with the guy he had met on some gaming on Xbox or something, and we're in Ohio, and he moved 4.5 hours away to Indiana, Bloomington, Indiana. I've never met this guy that he moved in with. I don't know him. Anyway, fast forward, he moved out November 15th. Fast forward, he came home, spent the night, stayed here for Thanksgiving. Everything was good. He helped me decorate the tree. And then he met a girl on December 2nd. He called me, told me all about her. I said, that's great. Love to meet her. Invited him up. And then all of a sudden, he just dropped me. I noticed he wasn't answering my messages. He was active on social media, but not responding to me. So I went to call him, and he has me blocked from his phone, and he has me blocked from all of his social media. So I haven't seen or heard from my son since Thanksgiving. The only answer, reasoning I have, he's told my oldest son, is that he needed some space from me. I don't know what. I was a good mom. I tried to be a good mom. always there for him, did everything for him. And I would just like your advice, because I am broken right now. I am just really shattered. I could just use some advice. So sorry to ramble on, but thank you. And I just hope you can help me. Thanks again. I love y'all so much. I'm your biggest fan. Thank you.
Debbie, I'm so sorry that your heart is hurting so much. You know, there's nothing or anything that can hurt you more than a child. And, you know, as long as you know that he's okay, then give him his space. Because, A, you know, I don't want someone talking to me that doesn't want to talk to me. But
it was just so odd, though, that he came home for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. He spent the night there. He helped his mom decorate for Christmas. And then he just goes radio silent and she doesn't hear from him since Thanksgiving.
That's concerning to me.
Absolutely.
And he moves in with somebody that he meets online in a gaming room or whatever.
Right.
And now
she meets a girl.
Right. And now she's not hearing anything from him. And you know, what is everybody in my family says about me?
Yes. Todd goes down the rabbit hole. Like, he watches too much television. So, Debbie, we're not even going to go down that way. Because, listen, you are hurting and you need to be upbeat. You need to be positive and know. I guess the positive thing is that you are seeing him active on social media.
But we need to know that it's actually him that's doing the social media.
Right.
So, you know, if that was my son, you know, I would have already been in Indiana. I would have been knocking on the door. I'd have stalked him. I'd have made sure that I was watching him, making sure he was okay and alive and well. So for me, Debbie, I got to have eyes on you. I mean, I've hired private investigators to watch Kyle, you know, just to make sure that he was okay. So, I mean, and I know that not everyone can do that. But if you can't do that, then get in your car and go find out where your child is and meet him face to face and say, why are you doing this to me? What did I do to cause you to worry me so much? So, I mean, seeing him active on social media is not enough.
Right.
You've got to know where your son is and what's going on with him. Right. So I want you to call me back, Debbie, within a couple of weeks and let me know if you've tried to make that effort to go find him and locate him and actually make sure that he's okay. I would have already had the police. I would have had a welfare check done. And now, you know, when that time Chase didn't answer my call.
Yes, yes.
And what did I do?
Oh, yeah. You had the police.
I had the sheriff's department knocking on his door. And I said, he will not answer my phone. My son does not do this. And something is wrong. And I was in Nashville and he was in Georgia and they went and they beat on the door and he finally came to the door and he was asleep. And he said, sir. And he said, Chase, you need to call your dad now. Yes, sir. And he comes back to the door and he said, my phone's dead. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So they let him use his phone to call me. I lost my shit, Debbie. And from that point on, I ain't never had a child with a damn phone that went dead again. So, you know, I do think you need to make contact with your son. So call me back and let me know once you do that. Good luck to you and God bless you. Next caller, please.
Hello, Todd and Judy. I love your show so much. I was thinking about moving to Nashville. My question is the show actually filmed in your house? Thank you.
Hello. Well, we would love to have you in Nashville. Nashville is a wonderful, very welcoming community, and, you know, we welcome everyone. So, yes, we film in multiple houses for the show. The kids now have their own homes, and then, you know, we're filming in another home. And, yeah, so, yes, we film in our homes. So I hope that answers your question.
Okay, so wouldn't it be great if there was a pocket-sized guide that helped you sleep, focus, act, be better? Well, there he is. And if you have 10 minutes, Headspace can change your life. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. Headspace is one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace really can help you feel better. Overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. Need help falling asleep? Headspace has wind-down sessions their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations you can do with your kids. I actually do this with Chloe on our way to school every morning. It's just a way to get focused and calm down and ready for the day. And it really does work. Headspace approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/Chrisley. That's headspace.com/Chrisley for a 1 free month trial with access to Headspace full library of meditation for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. So head to headspace.com/Chrisley today.
Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Julie. This is Tatiana from North Carolina. I'm a huge fan of you guys. And, Julie, I just wanted to ask, when are we going to get a cookbook? Because I need some recipes that I can cook up for my boyfriend. I've watched YouTube videos of the ones that they have of your recipes and Nanny Faye's. But when are you going to do, like, your own cookbook or a cooking show? I can't wait for it to come out. Love you guys so much. Talk to you soon.
Hi, Tatiana from North Carolina. Thank you so much. I have many, many things in the works right now. And because
that you're going to be very pleased with and that's going to help you with your boyfriend in the kitchen.
Yes. Yes. Because of COVID, a lot of things were, you know, it's taken a little bit longer. But yes, definitely. So make sure, though, in the meantime, that you go to chrisley.usanetwork.com and you can find Cooking with Julie. And there is about 20 different recipes there for you. So in the meantime, check those out. And then I can assure you we've got some things coming your way.
Like last night, tell her what you made last night.
Last night, I made a Chilean sea bass with a garlic herb sauce. And I made a Mediterranean salad. It had tomatoes and cucumbers and what else was in it? Oh, mozzarella balls with a balsamic vinaigrette. Yeah. So it was a delicious dinner. And homemade baked potatoes.
She makes the best baked potatoes in the world. And so that was amazing.
That was our dinner last night. So,
yes,
yeah, I don't
good.
Know what's going to be tonight.
And then moonshine cake.
Yes.
Moonshine cake. So that
was the dessert.
That was the dessert. So that was amazing. So I hope that helps you, darling. Next call, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. My name's Sarah from Kentucky. And I just want to start off and say I love you guys so much. You guys are awesome. I'm calling. I'm 24. I'm a single mother. I was with her dad for a long time. We tried to do the right thing, get engaged. He just wouldn't hold a job. I felt like I was doing everything by myself, had a really bad temper. We fought all the time. And so I kicked him out kind of thinking that he would get his life together, kind of be independent, get his own apartment, a job, and really prove that he could be a good husband and a good father, and then we would, you know, work things out. 1 month after we broke up, he got married.
Oh, my God.
He still doesn't have a job. My question is, well, it's kind of two questions. Do you think I should put him on child support knowing that he'll go to jail because he can't keep a job? And second off, do you think that I will ever find anybody? Right now, I kind of feel like I'm just going to, it's just going to be me and my daughter forever. Anyways, I love you guys. I watch every episode a ton of times. And thanks.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Darling, you are looking at your glass as being half empty when it is running over. You need to thank this chick who took your man and got a ring on him in 30 days when you've been sitting here keeping his deadbeat ass up all this time?
I know that it's difficult because you have a baby with him, and I know that you, I'm sure you care about him, but yes, she did you a favor. You just maybe don't know it right now.
Yeah, he was, honey, he didn't marry her because he loved her. He married her because he didn't want to be homeless.
Right. And you know what? You have your daughter. You are 24 years old. You are so young.
You ain't going to be by yourself forever.
No.
God was moving the dead weight out of your life so he could bring you your real man. A real man works and provides. A real man makes sure that his wife is feels safe and that she has a home to raise their child in. A real man makes sure that his daughter sees him every day and that he is a constant figure in her life. This douche canoe would not even get a job.
No, and as for should you... Should he be made to pay child support?
Yes, he should.
100%. I don't care who you are. If you're a mom, if you're a dad.
If you're not there every day, you're not providing a roof over their head, you're not putting food on their table, then you need to be paying child support.
Absolutely.
And I don't give a damn if it's $20 a week. Now, I dealt with this. Mine never paid a dollar for nothing. She owes me about over $1 million right now, but she broke, so you can't get, if you broke, you broke. But with that being said, at the end of the day, maybe you enforcing the child support will actually force him to get a job. And he will have to realize that life is more than just shacking up or laying up in a house, playing video games or doing whatever the hell he does all day. This woman who married him after 30 days, let me go ahead and tell you something, Sarah from Kentucky, he didn't just know her in 30 days and married her. He was already talking to this chick. So, and if he wasn't already talking to her and she married him after 30 days, she's as desperate as he is. So you need to let misery love company.
That's right. I totally agree. Totally agree. So you keep your head up. You focus on moving
on that
ahead.
Baby right there beside you.
Focus on yourself. Focus on your child, and know that, like Todd said, God has a plan for you.
Yes, He has moved the dead weight out so that your real man can walk through the door. So, darling, don't let your past block your future. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. My name is Haven, and I'm from Palestine, Arkansas. I am just now getting to do my first. I'm building my first home, and I have a question for Todd. I would like to know your favorite interior paint color. I like to keep it neutral and modest, but I also like a little bit of a modern twist to things, and I like things to be light and bright, and I love your style from watching your show. Just let me know. Love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Haven. You'll see in this new season of what our new house looks like and how it's been finished out. I went with Dove White on all of our trim, and that's all of our woodwork is Dove White because Julie wanted everything light and bright. Her requirements were no brown. I want no brown in the house. Well, our dining room is Gracie wallpaper, and it was hand done, and it does have a brown background, but it's very neutral and it's very pretty. I did a custom color for the kitchen cabinets. It's by Farrow and Ball. That's Farrow and Ball, Ball. But it was a custom color, so I mean, I'd have to go back and look to see what that is. But just look at it on the show, and if you still have interest in it, then I'll figure out what it was and we can post it.
I think the thing is just to pick a color that doesn't have like a yellow undertone to it.
Yes.
Don't you agree?
I think that anything that has a yellow undertone kind of ages things, mm-hmm. and it also kind of ambers over time. Even right. though they've got the UV, you know, protecting in this paint, it still will amber, and that means it's going to yellow, and that makes things look older. And I like fresh and bright right now. That's the phase that I'm going through. So watch the show for season 9 and then come back to me and tell me what you think. And if there's anything on there that you like, then I'm happy to post it. Thank you so much, Haven. With that being said, guys, I have to cut it short because I have another show to go and do today. But I'm going to turn it over to my beautiful, beautiful.
You do, because I have the next scene.
But you're not my scene, darling. You're not in my show that I'm doing. But that was her shade of saying that she's doing a scene before me, but she's not on the other show.
He has a million other things to do. That's for sure. So I'm going to do one or two more, but thank you so much for joining me today.
It's been my pleasure. If you could make sure that my check hits the mailbox when it's supposed to.
Sure.
I love coming in and working with you, but I'd like for you to pay me.
Absolutely.
All right. Love you, darling. I love each and every one of you that tune in to Chrisley Knows Best each week. Thank you for tuning in to, you know, Chrisley Confessions, Growing Up Chrisley, because without you, we wouldn't be where we are today. So until next week, good luck and God bless.
Anyone out there who has a business, you know that hiring is one of those things you do not want to mess up. You need to hire great people if you want to take your entire business to the next level. With the stakes this high, there's only one choice, and that's Indeed. Now, let me tell you why. Indeed.com is the hiring site that helps you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through the millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly, so you can do the part that really matters faster, and that's meeting and hiring great people. Unlike some hiring sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility, delivering a quality short list faster. And with Indeed, there's no long-term contracts. You can pause your account at any time, and you only pay for what you need. With Instant Match, you see a list of great candidates with zero wait. And Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to TalentNest. So want your quality short list fast? You need Indeed. Right now, our listeners get a free $75 credit to upgrade your job site at Indeed.com/CC. This is Indeed's best offer available anywhere. Get a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/CC. That's Indeed, Indeed.com/CC. Offer valid through March 31st. Terms and conditions apply. All right, let's do a couple more.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Chelsea from Brooklyn, Georgia. And I've called before months ago. And I was just wondering, I remember Todd just talking about at one point releasing like a book. This has been going on for a few years. And I was just wondering if there's been any updates on releasing your book, because I would really, really love to read it. And I'm sorry, you could probably hear your podcast in the background, but yeah, I love your family, and I love Todd probably the most. So thank you.
Thank you, Chelsea from Georgia. Todd is continuing to work on a book, and you will be hearing about that in the near future. You know, there's just a lot that has gone on in his life and our life. So it's taken a little bit of time, but I know that you're going to absolutely love it. So thank you so much. Good luck. And next caller, please.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Julie. I'm your biggest fan of Chrisley Knows Best. I'm wondering if y'all ever going to have Nanny Faye on there. She is so funny. Thank you.
Well, hello, our biggest fan. Nanny Faye, you know what? I will work on that. I will work on getting Nanny on the podcast. So I think Nanny would be great on the podcast, as a matter of fact. So we will work on that for sure. And we'll let you know when she's going to be on. So thank you so much. Next caller, please.
Hey, guys, this is Jamie from Louisiana. And I have to admit that I am not a long time viewer, but I just recently started watching y'all's show. I had watched never seen it before, but I listened to Lindsay's podcasts. I listened to all of them, and I've been seeing y'all show playing on TV, and I finally decided to watch it one day, and it has been life-changing. It is so funny. I respect you guys so much. I just watched the episode the other day about poor Chloe's fish named Bones, mm-hmm. and while it was sad for her, it was a good life lesson, and I mean, that episode just had me cracking up. It was awesome. So props to you guys. We support you, and we love you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Jamie from Louisiana. Thank you so much. And listen, we love the fact that after all of this time, you know, we've been on the air for 7 years now, that we still have people who are just finding our show and who are tuning in and who are becoming invested in our show. So we absolutely love that and we appreciate that. And thank you so much for watching. And there's a ton of episodes for you to catch up on. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Julie. It's Raina from Texas. I just kind of wanted to let y'all know that me and my daughter absolutely love your show. We adore your family. My daughter's absolute favorite is Savannah, but, you know, she does love her some Miss Julie as well. She finds Todd absolutely hilarious, and she just giggles every time he you know, has his moments. But I just kind of wanted to weigh in and kind of let y'all know how majority of the people in Texas are doing now since, you know, some of us survived the snowvid of 2021 is what I like to call it, or the apocalypse. Either one is sufficient. But yes, we did have hotels open. They were full to capacity. Every hotel was full to capacity. You could very, very, very rarely find a hotel room. And if you did, they were price gouging so extremely bad that your normal common, you know, folks down here in the South couldn't afford it. Because no one down here was prepared for this at all. Even though we had plenty of time to prep and to prepare you just can't be prepared for it. And no one has the money, or most people didn't have the money to pay $500 to $600 for just 2-3 nights in a hotel to survive, which is really sad. But yes, we are recuperating. There's a lot of plumbing work going on, a lot of tree limbs being picked up and power lines being, you know, redug and put back in the ground, but we are all surviving. We're all making it, but I just wanted to check and see during the snowvid of 2021, what was y'all's favorite memory? Mine would have to be just having all of my family in my house. That's the memory that I want to cling on to because it was a very hard time, but I was blessed and fortunate enough to never lose power, permanently for a long extended period of time. And I still have my water. But a lot of my family did not, so they were in my house with me. So, Todd and Miss Julie, what is y'all's favorite memory that you will hold on to from snowvid 2021? Thanks. Love y'all. Bye.
Hi, Raina from Texas. First of all, I want to say that I am so grateful that the bad weather is behind us, hopefully. And I'm glad that you guys came through the other side. It is horrible that... you know, they were doing the price gouging and, you know, taking advantage of people during those times when we all truly need to come together. And unfortunately it's just the way some people are. And as far as our favorite memory from snowvid 2021, you know, Nashville was beautiful. It really was beautiful during that snowstorm. I mean, our neighborhood, people weren't really moving a lot. So, I mean, the streets were completely covered, the trees, the yards. I mean, it was beautiful. And, you know, to have a week in the house where, you know, we just, other than the kids running in and out wanting to play in the snow, that they had a great time. So that was probably my greatest memory of just how beautiful it was. So thank you. And thank you for loving Savannah. Yes, she is amazing. And, you know, she is such an inspiration to so many. So we are so grateful for that. So thank you so much, Raina. We got time for one more caller.
Hey, y'all. I don't know if you'll remember this or not. About a year ago, I called in, last April, I think, anonymously to ask advice about my dad who was having an affair with this woman, and he had told me about it and told me to keep my mouth shut, and it was a big ordeal about whether or not I should tell her. But, Todd, you told me that the right thing to do, and I knew that, was to tell her, regardless of the repercussions that I would face, it was the right thing to do. So finally, even though I was afraid, I did. I told her. And she took my dad to to his girlfriend's house and made him choose between the two of them in front of both of them. And he chose his girlfriend. Well, a couple days later, we're thinking that his attorney probably told him to pack his stuff and go back home so that, in the eyes of the law, it won't look like he had abandoned his household, because that would look bad on him in court. But anyways, he's been home for a little while, and my mom seems to be suffering from some kind of narcissism, PTSD. She just feels like she can't get out. She can't get away from him. He won't sign divorce papers. He's still going to see his girlfriend. And but my mom can't have a conversation on the phone without him there. She can't go anywhere without him. She can't go to the doctor. She can't do anything. And I don't really know how to help her. I've begged her to go see a counselor and get help. So I guess I'm not really asking for advice, but if you could help me pray for her. I don't know what to do for her. I'm afraid she's on a dark path, and, you know, I'm afraid that she'll wind up taking her own life over him. Narcissist abuse is a real thing, and I hope people are aware that these things really happen, and especially during this pandemic, let's pray for the people who are stuck at home with a narcissist and are being emotionally, mentally abused like she's been abused like this. And if you could just help me pray for her, I would greatly appreciate it. I love your show. I love your podcast. And it brightens my day through this entire storm I've been going through. Y'all brighten my day. Thank you.
Hello, Anonymous. Yes, I do remember you. And I am sorry that you and that your family is having to go through this. And yes, we will continue to lift prayers up to you, to your mom. And, you know, you continue to encourage her to get some help, to talk to someone. Because, yes, it is a real thing. And, you know, she needs to know that she is worthy and that, you know, that what your dad's doing is not right. Like, this is not the right thing. We don't treat people this way. You know, if in a relationship there comes a time where the two of you can't get along and you decide to move forward or move, separate, then separate. Separate with some respect, separate with some dignity. And, you know, I'm loving this song by Carly Pearce right now. This is "Breaking Up is Messy," and it is messy. And sometimes it takes a while to clean it up. But, you know, thank goodness your mom has you. And yes, we will continue to lift you guys up. And yes, and every person, I do think with the whole pandemic and COVID, you know, there are people who are being trapped at home with people that, you know, relationships that aren't doing well, and that things have kind of really gone south. So yeah, our hearts go out to all those people, and we will continue to lift them up. So until next week, we're going to tell you guys that we love you. We are grateful that you listen to Chrisley Confessions, and we look forward to picking it up next week.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device, because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. My goal is to help you develop a holistic lifestyle based on our four cornerstone philosophy: food, body, emotional well-being, and spiritual growth. This holistic approach will help you feel good, which I define as being connected to your most authentic, highest self, And this is the place from which your energy, confidence, creativity, true power, and true beauty will start to explode. Every week, we provide you with interviews from top experts in their field or a solo cast from yours truly to support you in living your most beautiful, healthy, and joyful life. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of Saluna, New York Times bestselling author, and holistic wellness, nutrition, and meditation teacher. Let's get started.